access your benefits, log in to msdn.be or msdn.com. You will find the login button here. And MSDN subscriptions you will find here. Click on this link later on to go to your subscriptions and benefits. Go to MSDN subscriptions, and under my account tab you will find account information, and also you will find subscription benefits. The benefits you see them here on the screen. Just type in any name that you want to look up or download, or you can find here an overview of the different pieces of software. Your Visual Studio Online needs to be activated here, and you can link it to your account and find more information. Activate your Azure here. Very important, this is not the same as a free trial, so you have to activate it again, your Azure. Once you click on the link here, you will be asked for some more information, a name, and also bank details. How many cloud credits do you get with this part per account? And if you add 4 more accounts, you will get €23,400 worth of cloud credits. Just activate. After activating your Azure, you will be redirected to this page. manage.windowsazure.com. This is the main Azure dashboard. There is a new one and I will show it to you soon. First, just general stuff. Here you will find all items and you will see here all my items listed. If I clicked on just web apps, I would see 2 services running web apps and so on. And here the different services, you click on it and you will have different options. Just click on plus if you would like to start a new service, and more information on the bottom about your access and domain. Important is your credit status. Here you can click on it and then you will find more information. Here it will pop up, I would say. It's green. When you have less credits, it will become orange and then red. Click on view more details. There you can you'll be redirected to another page about your billing detail, and there you can shut off or turn on the limiter, because there is a limiter which will prevent you to consume above your credit. Here you can see the new dashboard, it's still a preview. On the left you will find again the different services you can start. You can browse through them and then you will have a whole list. You will see also information about different data centers which make Azure here. You find all sorts of information about how Azure works. Just click on the links. Don't forget to give some feedback and help and support also, so you find a lot of information which is self-explanatory. This is the same dashboard, but I changed the color this time. I went to subscriptions and I looked up some information about my billing information, and I pinned a report here, which tells me about how many credits I have left, and will tell me also when I will reach with my present consumption, when I will reach the end of my credits. So it's a nice tool. You can add a lot of different dashboards to your main actual dashboard. So try it out, it's easy to use. Again, if you want to learn more, don't forget to come to our events and cloud camps, and then you will learn more on this. Or go to Microsoft Virtual Academy and you will find some courses on Microsoft Azure also. Inside BizSpark, you can set your visibility. Go to bizpark.com to my Bizpark. You will see view profile, for example, click on it and then you will be able to set your visibility and also your profile. Visibility, as you can see on the right, it can be public, members only, and private only. You change this when you're ready to make startup more visible. Adjusting your visibility is important for pinpoint. People will be able to find you through this service. And also through the Microsoft Partner Network, which are part of as a Bizpark member. You will find a lot of resources there and a big community to support you. If you have questions, tweet me or check our website bizpark.be. Thank you for watching.